Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. In honor of the Olympics, the Beijing Olympics getting underway today, we're asking all of you, what event would you medal in? What's your gold medal event, silver, bronze? You can go to our website and leave your comment. You can also see my quest for medals. You'll discover that I bronzed in chess, but I'm gold in making crepes. James wrote into our site already. I'm listening to the program in Abu Dhabi, missing Brooklyn. Anyway, my medal event would be throwing a great dinner party, lamb shanks wrapped in eggplant, roasted asparagus, and a nice bottle of Pinot Franc. Gold medal, says James.
That sounds great. Mm. Thanks, James.
I'm there, buddy.
Now we're moving on to Michigan and golf.
The 90th incarnation of the PGA Championship sees glory's last shot return to one of America's true national golfing treasures. The Oakland Hills Country Club's history reads like a who's who of golfing and, frankly, American history.
Golf's major PGA championship is underway in the exclusive, mostly white Detroit suburb of Oakland Hills. Just 10 miles away in the heart of Detroit amid inner city decay. Also underway is the rebirth of a golf course that's really a symbol of the city's transformation the past 100 years. Rodgel Golf Course, as it was once known, was built by local Jews who were unwelcome at other golf clubs in the area at the time. It was then sold to the city, where it withered away until Bishop Charles Ellis III stepped in. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You changed the name. Now, what's the golf course called now?
Well, we actually just called it the new Rodgel Golf Course.
Not the Heavenly Golf Course?
No, it's operated by Heavenly Golf Enterprise. That was the limited liability corporation that we founded to operate the golf course. But we just changed the name to the new Rodgel because Rodgel is such a historic name.
Mm-hmm.
That we thought we would keep the name. People know where the course is. We didn't want to get them confused, thinking there was a brand new course and trying to find a course that they already knew existed.
Now, Bishop Charles Ellis III, you're from the Greater Grace Temple. What inspired you to buy this golf course 4 years ago?
Well, we purchased it actually a year ago, June of 2007, and it really was a leap of faith. And I must say that while it is kitty corner across the street from the church property, which is a 20-acre site, we had always, you know, seen the golf course, and you have to drive right by it to get to the church. And we were actually approached by the city of Detroit, a mayor's administration, with regard to purchasing the golf course. It's been a leap of faith, you know, to make this move, especially in this bad economy. It looks like it's proving out to be a very good investment.
You said leap of faith twice. Why?
Well, because the economy is bad, and, you know, we're a charitable corporation, a nonprofit corporation operating on the generosity of individuals. So, you know, we don't sell products. We can't raise prices on anything. I say all the time as a preacher, church is run by tithe and offering. You know, tithe are not like taxes. You know, you can't raise them when you feel like it. The Bible says it's 10%, and that's what we try to bring people's faith up to, giving to the ministry.
It sounds like it's been a labor of love for you and your congregation. Tell us about how it was cleaned up and who you've hired as groundkeepers and others to maintain the golf course.
Well, I would say that if anybody were to know Rodgel Golf Course, they would know that it was a city municipal golf course that was deteriorating, and certainly I don't want to get into the mind of the city or the various administrations of mayors as to why it was deteriorating. We all know that the tax base has been deteriorating, so, you know, they use resources where they are needed most, you know, police, firemen, and those kinds of things, and recreation.
But you've certainly turned the golf course around, and people of the city are now using it. You built
Absolutely.
It, and they've come?
Absolutely, because we have really put some tender loving care in, and we have began to really improve the course, because at one time it was a very prestigious course where individuals love to play. It's a very challenging course, and we've tried to bring
some of that back.
Well, so
Bishop, on that question, a challenging course, let's just talk for a minute about the prayer you say on the 15th hole when you're coming towards the green. What prayer would that be?
That prayer would be, Lord, help me to cross the Rouge River. the Rouge River, you know, which runs from downtown Detroit all the way into the suburbs, is very prevalent on that 15th hole. And, you know, you're coming right through there. And that's a prayer that is a prayer that you're definitely praying.
In these times of Tiger Woods sort of tearing up the PGA, does it have any impact on the sort of golf culture there in Detroit?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that while people would think that there is a great separation between suburbs and the urban city and black community and other communities, and there's a lot of truth to that in the Detroit area and southeast Michigan, Rogale years ago was pretty much predominantly a Caucasian course, a Caucasian-played course. And now probably is predominantly African American, yet there is a great mixture of Caucasians and Hispanics as well as Asians playing there.
Well, congratulations to you, Bishop.
Thank you so kindly.
And we pray you get across the Rouge there, buddy.
Absolutely.
Bishop,
grip and rip.
Grip and rip. Bishop Charles Ellis III is from the Greater Grace Temple, leading the Heavenly Golf Incorporated Company.